How's it going? This is Dante, and you're listening to Dante's Inferno. Hope you get a ton of value from this episode, and it makes your life at least 1% better. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy. Welcome! In this video, we're going to be talking about how you can tell if you are an empath, and what that means, and where to go from here. So, my name is Dante. I talk about energy. I'm an energy coach. I help my mentor and master energy coach, Glenn Ackerman, energyawareness.com if you want to learn more about that. And I help him help people get their energy under control. And all that means is we teach you how to master your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. That's it. So you can end emotional suffering. Now there's a lot that goes into it. That's a loaded statement. But if you want to learn more about that, then go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But for this video, how do you know if you're an empath? What does that mean? So an empath is someone who feels emotions from other people very strongly. What's going on, Ulysses? Right? So if you're an empath, you can feel the energy from other people, right? Because emotion is energy, right? Whenever you hear this expression, oh, that you know, I got some bad vibes, or that got some good vibes. Guy has good vibes, or that girl has good vibes. That's all energy. Emotion, feeling, everything. It's all energy. Because everything is energy. Everything is one connected, big ass fucking mess of awesomeness, okay? So when you're an empath, you feel energy from other people very strongly. When you're around somebody, you can feel what they're feeling, and it can be overwhelming at times. And coming from an empathic background and being an empath myself, I was someone who was very easily hurt back when I was younger, and I didn't develop my own space, and I wasn't grounded in who I was as a man, who I was as a, you know, infinite fucking human being. So I would get around somebody, or I was, you know, bullied in high school, like every single day, had this guy say, you know, just, I'll beat the fuck out of you, fucking pussy, what the fuck are you looking at, as his girlfriend stood there laughing at me as this was happening. It's horrible for confidence, horrible for confidence. And because I'm an empath, I felt that not only just like maybe someone who is grounded in themselves, where that they would get that energy, they would get that and just be like, you know, fuck that guy. Maybe if they couldn't beat him up or something, like whatever, like they'd just block it out, they'd be fine. But for me, because I felt things so strongly and I just didn't know how to like navigate in the world, I'm just like, what is this shit? Like, what the fuck? Right? I'm walking through the world and I would get that. I got that negative energy and just like branded. It was like being branded, like with pain. I was like, ah, like every day, like pussy. I'm like, ah, fuck, I'll kick your ass. Ah, I just kept getting this day for days, for like 3-4 years almost. It was brutal. And I turned to drugs. I overdosed a couple times. Thank God I didn't fucking die. Thank you, fucking universe. But I overdosed because I was using drugs to like medicate the pain, to like make me feel nothing so I could just feel happy, like feel some fucking form of happiness and just being okay. And because I was an empath and because I felt things so strongly, I would be burned by people because, you know, most of the planet is unconscious. They're ruled by their thoughts, feelings, and emotions. They don't know how to control it. So if they feel in a bad mood, they lash out at people because they're in pain, they're hurting at, you know, whatever degree, whatever level, whatever, you know, maybe someone who wants to kill themselves, that's a lot more pain than someone who's just having a bad day, right? There's varying degrees, but what's going on, Wade? But someone who doesn't know how to control their thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and they're feeling crappy, they're going to lash out with other people. So when I was bullied, that person was probably bullied himself or had some other horrible shit happen. Happy people don't bring pain onto others. They don't give pain to other people. What's up, brother? Pooping one. Thank you, but I appreciate you sharing your attention with me, man. Thank you, regardless of the circumstances. I actually just saw a YouTube ad for like a, what do they call those things where like shoots the water up to like your asshole and then like cleans it off? Yeah, I almost bought it, almost bought it. But anyway, so when someone is in pain and they're hurting, they hurt other people, right? Because we don't have control. When we're traumatized and we're holding on to that trauma, it comes out and it lashes out other people. And it's not like they're intentionally doing it. Like, some people are intentionally doing it, for sure. And those people are in a very, very dark place, and we should have the utmost compassion and kindness for those people. But for the majority of people, it's unconscious. They're just accidentally lashing out at people. You ever get in a bad state and you start yelling at somebody? Then you feel like shit afterwards. At least I do. I'm like, oh, fuck, why did I yell at that person? Like, I was totally not in control. Or you ever heard the expression, you know, I'm feeling overwhelmed? I'm feeling overwhelmed? The English language is literal. Right? When people say things are looking up, like, it's literal. Like, if you look up right now, look up and try to have a negative thought. It's fucking impossible, okay? And when we say things like we're overwhelmed, what's overwhelmed? Like, really think about that statement for a second.
I'm feeling overwhelmed. Okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed with what? This negative emotion? But who's the one being overwhelmed? Right? What is that? What is that fucking thing? That presence, that energy, that, you know, consciousness, spirit, soul. People have different, you know, terminology for it, but that is who you actually are. You're not your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Another thing, another metaphor we use is your body is a conductor. Okay? The thoughts, feelings, and emotions come from the energy that you are conducting in your body. Be it, this is what we teach, low vibrational energy or high vibrational energy. Low vibrational energy being, you know, lust, greed, pride, vanity, you know, you needing to be right, you know, comes from lack, scarcity, violence, all the negative states of being. Then high vibrational energy is empowerment, feeling good, taking action, you're feeling great. You want to give value, add value, give energy, good energy, help people, feel good, live your dreams. Its purpose is to lift you to the highest possible potential that you have. So the way to tell if you're an empath is if you're feeling energy and emotions from people very strongly. If the world is a very intense place, you're not just able to kind of walk calmly through it. And usually when we get slammed down with trauma and pain, this kind of teaches us how to be empathic, excuse me. So really all of us are empaths, but most of us aren't trained on how to feel energy, how to feel emotion. It's something that you have to practice, like anything. So if you're feeling intense about stuff, if people in general are intense, and when you go out to social situations, it almost feels draining, you're like, oh my God, you're almost out of whack. That is because you're an empath. And that's how you can tell if you're an empath. And you know, usually this comes from trauma, right? When we get hurt, we get slammed down to a point of suffering, and if it doesn't destroy us, and we actually bounce back from that, we find, you know, if we let land some high vibrational energy, if we let land the universe, you know, why we're here, purpose, like whatever you want to call it, we have an opening for that. We can shoot up and go way past anyone that is normal, right? Because they didn't have to go through that pain. It didn't create the leverage to shoot them off like a fucking trampoline. So it's awesome that you're an empath, and it's amazing. And if you're hurt and you're holding on to pain and stuff, you know, we have a YouTube channel. You can go check that out. There's live releases on there at just YouTube Glenn Ackerman or YouTube Energy Awareness Training. There's some free content on there, free releases, guided releases to let go of the trauma, let go of your past negativity. So definitely go check that out. But it's like a big win. It's a big plus, the fact that you're an empath, because it means that you have so much more potential within you to make things happen in your life, okay? And the fact that you even want to go for those things in the first place. So you're in an excellent position, but we have to get the dark fucking energy out of you because it's going to cripple you. Last night I was hanging out with a friend and he's just in a very, very toxic, dark place, and he was like yelling, he was like screaming at people in traffic. It was just a lot of weird behavior. And it's not him that's weird. It's the fucking energy that's making him weird. It's the trauma he's holding on to, the past pain that manifests as weird behavior. It's not being able to just like be calm, be at ease, and be just like in the fucking moment, right? You can't be at ease, especially around other people. You're just like in your head, you're like, because it's triggering you on so many different levels. So that's how you know if you're an empath. And it's a beautiful thing if you're an empath. And really, all of us are empaths. But what it means is you're so much closer to your consciousness. And if you follow Eckhart Tolle, he talks about the timeline of human consciousness being, we used to be cavemen with clubs, you know, you wanted something, you bash people on the head, and you fucking get it. And then we developed the mind, which is the middle portion of the timeline. And we started thinking, we started creating stuff, and it's awesome. But there's still another portion where we have to evolve again to having complete mastery of our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And this is enlightenment. And all that means is you are not attached to your thoughts, feelings, and emotions anymore. You are in control of them. You get to pick and choose what you'd like. You can move forward, not being weighed down by the pain and suffering. So right now, this is the middle part. This is the last part where we all wake up to our, you know, infinite selves. And we're kind of like right here. So more and more people are starting to wake up. My awakening happened in December, and it was fucking weird. I told everyone about it. Nobody understood me. I felt like a crazy person. So all this means is you feel, the best term I can describe it as is you waking up to yourself, right? It's like you waking up from a dream. It's like some Inception shit. So I like woke up. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not my thoughts. What the fuck? So what am I? Like, what? And the more I release my past pain and trauma, the more it kind of opened the space for this realization to come through. And it was amazing, and it's awesome, and it made me feel like a crazy person. I did a lot of crazy. I was at one point. I was like, I'm going to accomplish world peace. And I was like, made a good GoFundMe page. And because the energy, when you move up, right, if you ever get around a cool person, right, and if you come from a dark place and you're around somebody who's cool, which means they accept themselves, they love themselves, they're not self-attacking, they're not holding on to past pain and trauma, they lift you up if you're around them long enough. And for a lot of people, it can be draining, right? They can feel drained because they're having to, like, the energies are almost, like, so polarizing. But if you can be around that and, like, kind of sync up with it, you feel fucking awesome. You have the best night of your life. Why can't every day be like that? Because you're holding on to past pain and trauma. So, don't know where the fuck I was going with that, but point being, you're closer to your consciousness. You're closer to waking up if you haven't woken up already. So the more you can feel the energy and the vibes, the more you can bring in presence and space and stillness into your life, the more you create this opening, this gap, the more you widen this window and make the chances of you waking up much, much higher, right? And I remember now. So when I post the whole GoFundMe World Peace fucking page, it's because I shot so high up and I wasn't used to that shit because I was spent so much of my life in darkness and trauma and pain and just hating myself and self-attack that when I shot the fuck up, right, I woke up, I skipped like 50 levels. Or, you know, there's like 10, so I skipped like 3 or 4 levels. It felt amazing. And I was like, holy shit! I'm like, I know the meaning of the universe! I gotta tell people! But, of course, nobody's on this level, so they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. They think you're crazy, or it's unrelatable. It's like, what do I do with this? So I had to, like, bring it back down. I found Glenn. So now we're kind of giving it to people in a bite-sized pieces that kind of make sense. And I'm meeting other people and attracting people kind of on the level or higher or, you know, around where I'm at. And it's cool, but for the majority, like, it's hard for them to even hear this information because they're in so much pain. They're so unconscious, they're so trapped in their thoughts, attached to their thoughts, identifying with their thoughts, that they're not open to this. Like last night when I showed my, he's a friend, but I'm not going to hang out with him anymore because he's not ready to change. And we're going to get to that in a second. But I showed him an Eckhart Tolle video and he lost his mind. Like it was almost like I set him on fire. Like he's just like enraged, pissed off. Like he couldn't just watch it and like get it. And that's because he's so unconscious. He's so in so much pain. Like there's so much weird behavior and uncalibrated behavior because the pain we hold on to makes us like just fucking tweak out. It's weird. It's like being on drugs, but it's your fucking pain coming out. It's crazy. So it's a good thing that you're an empath. It's a good thing that you feel things strongly. But you have to train yourself to be in control of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And the way you do this is just to incorporate as much stillness and quiet and peace as possible. And every fucking morning when I wake up, I'm grounding myself in my energy. And I'm basically doing like the Wim Hof method. Go to Google Wim Hof app. There's a free app, teaches you how to do the breathing exercises. Go to the YouTube channel, energyawarenesstraining.com or Energy Awareness Training. There's plenty of free videos showing you how to move the energy with guided releases, guided meditations. The breath is important. That's what moves the energy, okay? So in the morning, I take a cold shower. I do breathing exercises, like 3 rounds. I do some stretching, some yoga. I'll play the guitar a little bit. And this is just to center me on who the fuck I am and not put me in reaction to the world, okay? It's very important we do this, especially if you're an empath, because you feel things much, much more strongly than normal people. So you get around somebody, they influence you. They're pushing so hard into you. And it's not like they're consciously doing this. It's just because you feel things so strongly. It's like, and then you like, you get pushed into their frame. You like, you collapse. And now you're just like hanging out with that person. It's like you're a fucking zombie or something. You're like, you're totally unconscious. So it's important to ground yourself in your energy, ground yourself in your consciousness and who you are. That way, when you go out into the world, which is an energetic place because everything is energy, you're grounded within yourself. You're not in reaction to things. You can hold your own. And because life comes from us, it doesn't come to us, when you anchor yourself in who you are and you focus on raising your vibration, focus on being happy, focus on your blessings, focus on, you know, what you want, not identify, detach, disengage from your pain, from your negativity, from your past. Use the breath work. We have guided releases to kind of release your past pain and trauma so you can move up and your baseline for happiness gets pushed up. So for someone holding on to a lot of pain, if you've been raped, abused, you know, fucking bullied like I was, whatever the circumstances, you're holding on to that pain. And if we don't release that, then our baseline for happiness is like a 2. But if we can release some of that little by little, and there's a bunch of ways to do it, but a release is like one of the most quickest effective ways, then our baseline for happiness moves up and we just start feeling great. and we stop letting toxic people be around us. Because we attract what we are, when you move up, you know, shifting gears up a couple notches, a couple levels in energy to like a state like creativity or neutrality, right? Courage. A great book on this is Power vs. Force by David R. Hawkins. He outlines the entire table of consciousness. So when you move up to a level of creativity, self-acceptance, neutrality, courage, that's when it starts shifting out of low vibration into high vibration, into from force to power. You stop resonating with bad habits like drinking, smoking, you know, being around toxic people, being around negativity. You start resonating with working out. You start resonating with being happy. You start resonating with taking care of yourself and valuing how you're feeling, valuing your appearance. Not because you're trying to maintain an image or ego, but no, because you generally just want to care about yourself. Like, your body's a fucking temple. That doesn't resonate. Like, I'll be around some people and I'll say, no, my body's a temple, right? Jokingly, but also fucking dead serious. And they'll be like, oh, you know, whatever, man. Okay, let's see how that, you know, mentality and that approach to life plays out over the next 30 years. It doesn't. Your body is a fucking temple. You got to take care of it. You put a bunch of shit into it, you're going to get a bunch of shit. You're going to feel like shit. So it's important to ground yourself in the mornings and to clear out this past pain, because your baseline will rise. And I wouldn't be talking about this unless my fucking baseline rose and I'm in a happier place. Like, if this shit didn't work, I wouldn't be making it consistently. That's like the biggest sign, right? I wouldn't be consistently making these videos, consistently talking about this. I found the fucking shit that works. So I want to tell you guys about it because it's amazing. When you let go of your past pain and trauma, you move the fuck up and your baseline for happiness rises. So you feel happier. You feel more at ease with the environment. You start going for what you want. It's easy. So it's important to ground yourself, especially if you're an empath, because you feel the world so strongly. You feel people, you feel energy and emotions so strongly that if you don't train yourself to ground yourself within yourself, your frame, right, will collapse and you'll, you know, get sucked into other people's worlds. And that's necessarily not always a good thing. If they're good people, awesome, because they're gonna lift you up. They get it, they're gonna add value to you. But if they're toxic people, you're gonna pick up self-destructive habits and destructive habits and you're just gonna go down. So it's important to ground yourself, okay? And choose, be very selective with who you share your time and energy. It is fucking valuable because whoever you share it with, you're getting a piece of them as well. So, you know, if you're in pain, if you're in a lower form of energy and you share that with other people, it can be destructive. But if your vibration's high, if you're empowered and you're sharing that with other people, it can be healing, it can be recharging, right? Without a doubt, that hangout last night with my friend who was just in complete, horrible dark place, his life's a little bit better for hanging out with me because I introduced a little bit of stillness. He probably wasn't receptive or open to it, but he was around me for a certain point in time and I'm up here, you know, energetically speaking, and he's down here. I'm not better than him, he's not better than me. We're equals, but in terms of how much pain I'm holding on to and how much pain he's holding on to that's fucking him up, there's a gap. And I tried to get it. I got him a little bit up, but I didn't get him to where I wanted to get him, which is just, let's release all of it, bro. Let's get you healthy and happy. And that sucks, but I'm gonna get better at doing this the more I practice it. So I accept my L and I'll keep getting better. And this will keep, my ability to help people shift out of that will keep increasing. So to wrap this video up, if you're an empath, so how do you know you're an empath? If you feel the world, it's really intense. People are really intense. Socializing is very intense. That's how you know you're an empath, because you're feeling things way too strongly. This is not a bad thing, right? It's a bad thing if we don't train ourselves to master our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Then it's a bad thing. But if we take that realization that, oh no, this is a fucking superpower. Because much like, you know, let's say if we take Star Wars, for example, because it's an amazing idea. Someone who has like the Force, if they're untrained with it, they can like hurt themselves and like fucking Force blast somebody. You gotta be trained. You gotta, like any superhero, right? If they don't train themselves, they can like cause a lot of destruction. Same thing with you. You wanna train yourself to be aware, bring stillness and presence into your life, be aware of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and disengage from the negative ones because they're only destructive. You being in a bad mood, being obsessed over something, worrying about it, never helps you. It only seeks to, you know, speed up the downward spiral into fucking destruction, you know, more worry, more frustration. Like when you feel good and you're excited about shit, you take more action and you feel great about that action and you take action for longer periods because you're excited about it, you're feeling good about it. So being in a negative state, right, it never helps, it never serves. So it's important to know that we're not our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. We're the conductor for energy, and the energy that we conduct, low vibration or high vibration, gives us the thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So to wrap, you want to bring more presence and stillness into your life to to train yourself to be grounded within yourself. Because as an empath, we feel very strongly. So if we're not grounded within ourselves, we'll just get carried off into the wind. And that is not necessarily a good thing. And the way you train yourself is to release your past pain and focus on, you know, stillness, the space. We have live releases, that guided meditations that will help you release past pain and trauma. Go to energy awareness training, YouTube that, plenty of free videos. Apart from that, hope this video was valuable. Hope it was informative. Hope your vibration increased a little bit. Being around that dark fucking toxic energy last night took a lot out of me, and I have to go recharge, and I can feel my shit's all fucked up, so I'm gonna go drink some tea and ground myself. But thank you so much for watching this video. More epic content to come. I love you. Namaste. Please subscribe. Everyone watching on YouTube, because I'm gonna post that there later. Please subscribe and enjoy your day, okay? You're amazing. We're alive. We're fucking human beings. This shit's crazy. So I hope this video and your crazy experience of life helped you at least 1%. Thank you for watching.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you got a ton of value. If you did, can you please send this episode right here, this one in your hand right now. Can you feel it? Can you send this one to one person if you think it's going to value them? If you think that if this gave you some value, if it improved your life at least 1%, can you please send this to one person that you also think it will benefit at least 1%? Let's keep spreading this movement. I want to end emotional suffering for people. This information will do that. So please help me do that. Please spread high vibration energy. We all know the energetic law of reciprocity. If you, whatever energy you put out into the world, you get that back times 200%. So if you give out good high vibrational energy, you're going to get that back 200%. I know I'm asking for something right now that's really not a big ask, but it is an ask. I respect the fact that it is an ask, but know that this is connected to a much larger grand scheme of things, and the universe puts you in touch with me to listen to this episode for a reason. So please help me end emotional suffering and share this with one person. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Namaste.